So despite Power's total hold on the media, despite the constant media chatter about the economy turning around and more jobs being created, with the new twist that we're being told to suck up and accept our downsized, simplified lives, authentic reality will not be denied. The, in any case, fraudulent social contract in which our children will be given supposedly better lives if we accept the sacrifice of our own is no more. And no matter how they batter us with simpler is better, we are at the end of believing them, these power-besotted global statesmen. We want a different future for ourselves and our children. For millennia, yeah, how about honesty? How about our energies not being dissipated and trying to figure out why it's so dishonest? How about our energies being free to explore and understand and love each other? Imagine that world, as our ancestors of heart have been doing. For millennia, we've endured contained and curtailed lives, let go our gifts, turned our children over to the system in the false hope that doing so will help them win their freedom. Hoop after hoop, we've vaulted through. Test after test, we've taken and passed. We need only think of our survival under endless hardship, whether as kidnapped Africans, displaced Syrians, Chinese squeezed by their would-be kings, the oceans of European against European bloodletting, Egyptians and Nigerians mowed down as cautionary tales for their fellows longing for freedom, endured unimaginable suffering simply because our degraded status is part of Power's plan, its insane longing for an ancient Greece reenactment. And that's a literal statement. All we've ever wanted was peace. All we've ever been given is grief. Prisons, boxes, short or long leashes, bare existence for the vast majority. Elevation to an insecure middle for a minuscule few to enjoy its sophisticated betrayal. These have been our forms of compensation. This and watching our grandmother Earth suffer resource depletion. Which brings us to the present moment, when even this poisonous compensation the so-called rulers cannot provide and can therefore no longer hide behind the pretense that our sacrifice could buy for our children a better life. As the frills fade, the fearful hope of a padded capture for our children, so does the illusion that the sacrifice of our gifts means anything but betrayal of them. And with all illusion gone, the false escape routes closed off, the rose-tinted lenses dropped, and with the strong light of truth dispelling the fog at last, we begin to see each other, and that we can come together to create a true path to a true future. This is the juncture where we stand. We are at the point where we push our advantage. We don't snipe at each other. Snipers snipe for a purpose. Distract from, do not forward our global freedom. And this came up for me listening to a man at some conference on government surveillance start railing about how dishonest the world was, and I started thinking he was going to say some of the things I was going to say. No, he started attacking us for cheating on tests and talking about our youth are fundamentally dishonest. Oh my goodness, I mean he's testing my what I just said about not sniping. Well, I'm not naming names, I'm focusing on what he's saying. That's hideous. This massive false social construction that we're living in, and this is what he calls dishonest? Our desperate attempts to survive in this mess? I couldn't believe it. If he's sincere, shame on him. If he's phony, shame on him. Those who snipe over the airwaves are generally placed there to do so. They have nothing to say when it comes to our future, and our future is all that matters now. This is all we need to be talking about. Our conceived and built honestly on firm feet of authentic interactions future based in what the earth and the earth, our bodies, say they need. The future's for us to claim, to invoke, to shape. Let's call forth its essential qualities. Let's give ourselves permission to see it.